Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The founder of Facebook has given a surprising shout-out to the city he left. In a rare public talk, Mark Zuckerberg said if he were starting Facebook today, he would stay in Boston rather than building his company in Silicon Valley. What's Boston's tech community saying about those regrets? WBUR's Kurt Nickish reports.
It's not just what Mark Zuckerberg said about Boston, it's to whom he said it. The guy who started in a Harvard dorm room but ended up building his social networking site in Silicon Valley was speaking out there at Stanford. And so it was in front of that sort of hometown cheerleader crowd that Zuckerberg said this about the Valley.
It's not the only place to be. Honestly, if I were starting now, I just would have stayed in Boston.
That raised a lot of eyebrows in that audience on Sunday and also here in Boston yesterday when video of the talk was posted online. Local techies, startup investors, and the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce tweeted the remark.
We all feel a little bit vindicated.
Katie Ray runs Techstars Boston, a startup incubator.
Especially for Facebook, where I think we have this thorn in our side about Facebook in a way that I think is unnecessary here in Boston.
Facebook is this thorn because it's the big internet tech company that got away. With 1,000 employees now and growing, it's building more offices in Menlo Park, unfortunately not here at Kendall Square. And to get a sense of the rivalry between the two startup sectors, just listen to Antonio Rodriguez, a former entrepreneur and now Boston venture capitalist.
Let's make a little noise. Just general noise. Come on, everybody. Noise. Noise. More noise. More noise.
Rodriguez was giving a pep talk to Boston area entrepreneurs last week at a conference of the Massachusetts Technology Leadership Council. He told them if they want to build a big company, Boston has the resources right here.
You can fake it like a FedEx package. You can get on the plane to California. You can get on the train to New York. But you're here, and you will succeed together with us or die alone a FedEx package on the way to California.
And so it was here, in this startup sector that's used to playing second fiddle to Silicon Valley, that Mark Zuckerberg's coulda, woulda, shoulda remark was sweet justification, but not for everyone.
It's a nice nod, but I think that, you know, the context is really important.
That's Jason Evanish, who runs a resource for young Boston startups called Greenhorn Connect. He says Zuckerberg went on to say that Silicon Valley is a good place to build a company too, and so are other places besides Boston.
Like, I realize a lot of people are looking at this quote as huge validation of what Boston's doing, and that's great. I mean, hey, if we can work on our brand, which is something I know nationally and globally would be great that we could improve, that's awesome. But in the end, there's still plenty of challenges to overcome here.
Challenges that Evanish says are more important to focus on. After all, despite Mark Zuckerberg's regrets, Facebook is gone for good. All you can do is try to make sure the next young entrepreneur with the next big idea has what he or she needs to build it right here in Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickish.